calling from New York and listening in on WABC. We've got Catherine. What's going on at your money pit?
I had received from my son-in-law a child's desk, a school desk that he had when he was a young boy that they sold to the, you know, they gave away.
Oh,
and
how
now
cool.
I want to refinish it for my granddaughter, and I want to know the best thing to use to strip it.
Okay, is it one of those solid wood, yieldy ones where you slide
wood,
in from the
it
side?
It has a formica top.
Okay. Well, the first thing you're going to probably want to do is take the top off, wouldn't you think, Leslie?
Yeah, if you can get the top off, it'll make it a lot easier for you to work with the wood. Buddy, the seat is wood, the legs are wood, everything else is wood but the desktop?
Yeah, it looks like it's maple, probably.
Okay, well, that's great.
It's a nice solid wood.
Yeah.
And the formica top is really on quite well, so what I did was I taped around the top.
Okay, perfect.
Now, I don't think I can take it off.
Do you want to stain it or do you want to paint it?
I haven't quite decided, but I was leaning towards staining it. Her bedroom is very blonde, but she also has some white things. So it'll be either keeping it sort of very light, maybe even natural, or white.
And it's natural right now?
Yeah. Well, yes. It was light. It was light. I started trying to remove the stain with something I got from the hardware store, but
okay.
Not working as well as I like. So.
Well, here's a couple of things that you can do. Leslie, what would you recommend here? Rock Miracle, probably?
Yeah, I like working with Rock Miracle only because it's kind of thicker in consistency, almost like a rubber cement. So you have control in putting it on. It's not so liquidy. And you can put it on into some tricky spots. And then you really let the chemical sit there and do its job. And then go ahead and, you know, use a stiff bristle brush and, you know, try to get rid of whatever is already peeling off. Then in areas where you end up with some problems, you can go in with sandpaper. You know, medium grit to fine grit and work those areas. And you just want to get down as close to raw wood as you can, especially since you're going with a lighter color finish. And once you get down to raw wood, you want to make sure you give it a good sanding. Then you take, tack cloth.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
really make sure that you wipe away all of that sawdust. Because even though it might look like there's nothing sitting on it, that tack cloth is so sticky, it's really going to get rid of all of that residue that's sitting on there. And then you can go ahead and finish it any way you like.
How do you spell that?
T-A-C-K.
It's usually in the paint aisle.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Tack. Okay, I gotcha. And what was the name of this product?
I like Rock Miracle.
Rock Miracle?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Also in the paint section.
Okay, okay.
Sounds like a fun project. Catherine, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Nice when you can find your desk that you had as a child, huh?
You know, we had my dad's from when he was a kid, and I used it at my house to do my homework. Of course, where it is now, I have no idea.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.